Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Serious news, seriously entertaining. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Well, the Delta variant is in Arizona. It is in the United States. People are calling it COVID on steroids. And if you look at the hospitalizations and the deaths, most hospitalizations, most deaths, almost all of them are coming, happening to people who are unvaccinated. And, you know, we look around and we see tragedy striking in Arizona. And certainly tragedy struck a family in Tolleson. And here to talk about it is the gentleman from Tolleson who said he could join us on the show, and we appreciate it. Ismael Vega is from Tolleson. He joins us on KTAR. Hey, Ismael, how are you?
I'm doing good, thank you.
Well, we have to tell our audience, you know, who you are and what has happened, and we want you to tell your story, and I give you a lot of credit for coming on and telling your story. We are so sorry to hear about the death of your wife. Fernanda was 47. You guys didn't take the vaccine. We can get to that in a second, but mother of four, grandmother to 10, you and Fernanda got COVID, and she did not make it. And we're so sorry to hear that.
She was a good person. She would give the clothes off her back for anybody. She always put everybody first and her second. She was the foundation of the family here. She was super grandma, super mom, and super wife. I have, you know, been blessed of having her in my life. She'll never be forgotten. Her memory will live through all the hearts of friends and family that she's touched, because she's touched many lives. And, she was gold. She was gold.
Can you tell us, how did you get COVID, and what was it like for the first few days before you knew something was very, very wrong with your wife?
I contracted COVID July 2nd and contracted it from my daughter. And she was also not vaccinated. Hit me pretty hard like the flu. Tried to battle it and then went to get tested. They told me I was positive. The wife went the next day. She tested positive. Then our younger son went the next day, and then he tested positive. Our other son, he went and got tested and tested negative. So both the wife and I were really hit hard. July 13th, you know, her parents, my parents said, you guys need to go to the hospital. So they took us, and that's when she, I guess she formed a blood clot in her lungs is what they told me. And she coded in the waiting room, and they tried to revive her, and doing everything they could. They said to break up that blood clot, but she was without oxygen too much, and they had asked if I wanted to just go ahead and call it, and that's what they pronounced her. And then the next day, Wednesday, July 14th, I broke down again in the bad cold chills. And they took me to the hospital again, but a different hospital. I went to the University Medical Center. With the help of them and the grace of God and her being my angel, here I am right now.
Talking to Ismael Vega, whose wife passed away earlier this month. The reason you guys didn't get it, one of them was you're worried about the side effects of this. And was there anything in particular in the side effects that you had heard or you had talked to people that you had read somewhere where you thought we shouldn't do this?
I mean, you heard the media, but the thing is that being the wife was in the medical field for 25 plus years. Our son, the youngest one, the 17-year-old, he's autistic. So, you know, you hear about all these, you know, the autism spectrum's huge, and other cancer out there that they're, you know, they're trying to come across for vaccines and they haven't. COVID comes out and a year later, there's a vaccine. And like I said, you know, we were still young, but we didn't know the side effects in the future.
How old are you about? Course, you're in your 40s?
I'm 49 and the wife will be 48 next month.
You saw a lot of stuff about the vaccine on TV, through the media. It worried you. The side effect of getting the vaccine worried you.
Correct.
Ismael, now that you look back on everything and you're coming on the air with us to talk about this, what are you thinking about the vaccine now?
I'm going to get the vaccine.
Yeah.
Yes, it's not going to cover you 100%, at least a start. But, of course, what I experience, I want anybody else to experience this. Everybody has their own choice. But COVID is real. And what I went through, I don't want to be back there again.
Ismael Vega is joining us. He's mourning his wife who died of COVID. You also had it. Your kids had it. Why are you talking to us? I'm guessing there's just a message that you want to give people out there who may feel the way that you felt about the vaccine and it might give you a side effect. What would you tell folks out there right now who are listening to your story and are unvaccinated?
I can't tell you go get the vaccine, but when you experience having that type of any type of sickness, it will change your mind. I don't want nobody to lose a loved one. It's not a great feeling. Now I would recommend getting the vaccine, and I'm going to get vaccinated too. So all my family and the kids are all vaccinated, except for me until I get done with this, whatever is going on still.
Yeah. Ismael Vega is joining us. His wife passed away at 47 years old from COVID. 4 children, 10 grandchildren. When you took her to the hospital that day, there's no way you thought that was the last day that you would ever see her.
Absolutely. Well, like I said, she coded right in front of me.
Oh, gosh.
So I'll always have that memory right there. And it was very scary. And the thing is, what's even scarier is that we both had it, so we both had to be there. But if I didn't have it and she did, I had to leave her there by herself.
Yeah.
And that broke my heart when I got there because we went in 2 different vehicles. So my son took my wife, and then my other son took me. So we were probably about 10 minutes apart. And then when I got to the hospital, seeing her in the wheelchair just sitting there, it broke my heart. And that's the thing, too, is, you know, you can't have visitors.
No.
You're in this alone.
Were you allowed to go when they took her back? Were you allowed to go with her?
No, I was not. They took her back. And they kept on calling me twice. They were still working on her. We're still working on her. Then they came the third time, and that's when I knew it was bad. And they go, do you want to see her? And everything just got surreal.
Ismael, how are the kids doing and the grandkids of all of this? Because obviously, you know, there's dad now, but no more mom. And it was sudden. And while they probably thought, oh, this is bad and nasty, I doubt any of them thought they were going to wake up, you know, that day and that their mom was going to be gone. How are they holding up?
You know what? We are a close-knit family. We have, like I said, with the support, the kids are doing wonderful. They're helping me out. You know, I work 2 jobs. I have my own. I work at a high school, Millennium High School. And then I have my own landscaping company. So that's why I said that Fernanda was the rock of the foundation here, because I was always gone. You know, Monday to Friday, I'm working 2 jobs, getting home late. And now my boys are, you know, taking over for now until I get better. Elijah is doing wonderful. He's resilient. You know, with him having autism, he's an amazing kid. And this is his senior year. So looking forward to that. He goes to the school where I work at. But like I said, everybody, we have our moments.
Yeah.
And, you know, we just got to just keep moving forward with memories. And, of course, she's our guardian angel, and she'll guide us the right way.
We're going to pray for you, man. And I think the rest of our audience is going to do that, too.
Thank you.
I know you have a GoFundMe.
Yes, I do.
Where you're going to pay tribute to her. I'm going back to New York in September to pay tribute to my mom, who died from COVID last year at the very beginning of this.
And my condolences to you.
Yeah, certainly not the same. She lived a pretty good life. She was in her 70s, and I know your wife was only in her 40s, man. But I wish we could give you a hug today, man, because I don't know what you're going through, but I know it's hell. And you got a lot of guts to come on the air. You know, tell people to get vaccinated. If you're unvaccinated, maybe get off the fence. Your story, I think, is going to hit a lot of people. And we thank you for joining us, and we're sorry for your loss.
Thank you. Thank you for giving me this opportunity also.
Thank you.